This is Classic Poetry Aloud, and today, May the 8th, marks the beginning of a week celebrating our first birthday. During that week, I'll be reading the rest of the top 10 poems that you voted for by downloads over the past year, and we'll finish with an occasional miscellany which wraps up the week and indeed the year. I'd like to take this moment to say thank you for all the support that you've given throughout the year, and I'd also like to plead for more support in a tangible financial sense. During this week, I'll be asking for donations to the Classic Poetry Aloud Appeal, which enables me to continue to provide this service. To do that, just go to www.classicpoetryaloud.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see an area labelled Support and Subscribe and a PayPal Donate button. Just click the button and decide how much you think Classic Poetry Aloud has been worth over the past year or the period you've been listening. Maybe it's worth the equivalent of one cup of coffee a month. If so, well, support in that way if you can. What poems will we be listening to over the coming week, the Classic Poetry Aloud anniversary week? We'll have the remainder of the top 10 voted for by you in the run-up to International Poetry Day back in March. So we'll start today with Ozymandias, which was the very first poem which we recited on Classic Poetry Aloud a year ago. Then we'll have Ode on a Grecian Urn by John Keats, How Do I Love Thee by Elizabeth Barrett Browning, Captain, My Captain by Walt Whitman, Death by John Donne, Kubla Khan by Samuel Taylor Coleridge, and If by Rudyard Kipling. All much loved and well anthologised poems, and I hope you'll enjoy listening to them again over the coming week on Classic Poetry Aloud. Now, it gives me great pleasure to repeat for the first time in a year Ozymandias of Egypt by Percy Bysshe Shelley. I met a traveller from an antique land who said, two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them, on the sand, half sunk, a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor well those passions read, which yet survive, stamped on these lifeless things, the hand that mocked them and the heart that fed. And on the pedestal these words appear. My name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look on my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains. Round the decay of that colossal wreck, boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away.